State Auditor General Eugene DePasquale, welcome to Newsworks Tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So you've been on the job for almost exactly 1 year now. In that time, you say you've audited more than 300 school entities. You've now announced that you're going to hold a series of public meetings in February and March, specifically to explore the ways to improve accountability, effectiveness, and transparency of charter schools.
Right.
What concerns you about how charter schools use public funds?
Well, I think specifically what we've seen in some of our audits of charter schools to begin with is that there's improper lease reimbursements that have happened way too many times. We've also seen in some instances, not all, you know, test scores not even meeting what the average test scores are in that individual district. But even more concerning we've seen is just the lack of accountability. And this is not necessarily the charter school's fault, but from the Pennsylvania Department of Education. And so we've heard from whether it be even charter advocates to charter opponents and a whole bunch of people in between, and as we have to find a way to improve the accountability and transparency of the charter school system so that the ones that are in a sense operating the way they're supposed to don't get blamed for all the bad actors that are out there, because there are some charter schools that are doing a good job. And we need to make sure that when we're spending, and we spend a lot of money in Pennsylvania, and you know, some people I think understand, we think we should be investing more, but we spend a lot as is. We need to make sure we're getting every dime of value we can out of that, because it's our kids that get hurt in the long term if money's getting wasted on the adults.
So where is that money being wasted?
Well, for instance, like you take the charter school lease reimbursement issue, that's money that's not going to the kids. And since the charter school operators are, in some instances we found, getting reimbursed for a building that they already basically own, and they're getting reimbursed by state tax dollars, that's ridiculous. And the Department of Education needs to do a better job of stopping those payments from happening. And one of the things we want to discover in the hearings are, you know, what do we really need to clean up in our law to prevent that from happening?
The building lease piece, do you have a figure off the top of your head how much you think is wasted by Pennsylvania taxpayers?
We have found just in our 15 audits that we've done since I've been Auditor General that at least 10 of those have had improper lease reimbursements. You're talking, you know, in the millions of dollars just on the ones that we've found. But there's, you know, around 160 charter schools in Pennsylvania. We've completed 15 audits. If you just do the math, we're finding it at about a little over a 50% clip on the improper lease reimbursement. So if that were to continue, and again, you know, there's no reason to think it would not, just from what we've seen, you're looking at about half the charter schools in Pennsylvania getting improper lease reimbursements. Now you're talking potentially tens of millions of dollars.
So just to break that down so I understand it completely, it's you and I say we own a
right.
We run a charter school, we practically own a building, yet we're billing the state for...
Yeah, and what they've done is they say you and I are the ones that own the charter school. We then create a foundation and put the buildings... deed in the name of the foundation and name you and me as the heads of the foundation, then, but it's technically a separate entity from the charter school. Then we apply to the state for the lease reimbursement, and then you get the money. And that's how it's happened in way too many instances. And how we found that out in the Auditor General's department is we started looking at the deed and saw the names were the exact same as the names that were on the charter school.
So why has this problem continued?
We have been very critical of the Department of Education, who are the ones that, in a sense, approve the charter school lease reimbursement payment. And so Department of Education just now agreed that they know there's at least some issue there. We've received correspondence that they know there's some issue there. But at the end of the day, my frustration over their lack of action on this is what prompted me to say we've got to do something about this. And I thought the hearings was the best approach so we could come up with a plan that we could on our own present to the General Assembly.
Let me switch gears to a talk about cyber charters. Currently, the state's cyber charters, where students learn using computers in their own homes, receive the same amount of money as bricks and mortar charter schools. Many question that fact, given that cybers typically employ fewer teachers and don't have buildings to maintain. So what's your take on how the state cyber schools are funded?
That's another area where I think people have the right to ask a lot of questions. Again, I've met parents from all over the spectrum, both ideologically and just kids that have different learning needs. And so I'm not anti-cyber charter as a means, you know, because there's some kids that just need that to learn, but those schools also don't have the light bill, the electric bill, they don't have the transportation costs. And so on the funding issue, people have a right to say, okay, if you're given the same amount of money per child, and granted, we know there's some fixed costs. I mean, you have teachers there, et cetera, computers, but it's not the same. You don't, in a rural school district, you're busing kids all over the place. And we understand there's fuel costs, et cetera, fixing the buses. There's a heat bill, a light bill. You know, when there's a cold day, the heat bill for a school district in Pennsylvania is going to be huge. They don't have those type of costs, so we need to get a better grip on where that money is going.
Why hasn't that happened yet?
That's going to be a good question, and hopefully my hearings will help resolve that, because it's pretty clear the Department of Education has not done a good enough job of holding these schools accountable. And I would say, by the way, I want to be clear about this. It's not just the charter and the cyber charter. I think that we have found way too many instances of them not holding traditional public schools appropriately accountable as well.
Can you elaborate more on that? Because surely they misuse funds too.
Absolutely.
Right?
And one of the biggest areas we've seen just in my tenure so far as Auditor General, you know, superintendent retirement packages. I know that certainly was an issue in Philadelphia, but it is not just Philadelphia. It is all over the state we've seen this. We've even seen, you know, up in Erie County, a school district had an agreement with a minor league hockey team to allow Canadian minor league hockey players go to their school district for free in exchange for hockey tickets for administrators.
Where was that at?
It was in Erie County. Oh. Not Erie School District. It was in Erie County. Absolutely absurd. And one of the things that I focused on when I ran for Auditor General is that my job was to make sure that every available dime was going to the kids. And we've seen it. So that's why, you know, I always try to be balanced about this and say it's not just the charters, although I've been critical of some of their spending practices, but we've seen this in school districts as well. You know, look, I voted against Governor Corbett's budgets when I was a state member of the General Assembly, so I didn't agree with the direction he wanted to take the state. But when you pull that onion back a little bit, that doesn't mean every school district is operating as efficiently and as effectively as they should be, and so we need to do a better job with the resources that are available.
In a recent article, Temple professor Susan DeJarnett wrote that, quote, there is ample disclosure in the form of annual reports to the Pennsylvania Department of Education, informational tax returns to the IRS, she's talking about cyber charters here, right, and the occasional audits by the Auditor General. However, no agency is sufficiently staffed or funded to provide effective examination of the disclosures to address the problems and the disclosures that may raise. Do you agree with that?
I would say that she certainly raises a legitimate issue. That is one of the items that we're going to be looking at when we audit the Department of Education. It is entirely plausible, although when you go in and do an audit, you got to be open-minded about what the result is going to be at the end. But it is entirely plausible that they may just not have enough people to enforce the law.
Does your office have enough people to enforce the law?
We're just like any other state agency. When Barbara Hafer was Auditor General, they had 906 auditors. You know, we're down to 475. So the short answer is, yeah, we have to be very judicious about our resources as well. If you gave me another 100 auditors, we could audit a lot more stuff.
Well, Eugene DePasquale, thank you so much for coming on NewsWorks tonight.
It's an honor to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you.